introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Colin Critchley, and I played the role of Noah.
Sweet, man.
Yeah, thanks.
So we'll start at the top again, I guess.
Yeah.
So did you come back and watch this show?
Well, yeah, when I used to wake up at like 2 a.m. in the morning, I would always like flick through the channels and I would see Legends of the Hidden Temple, the game show. I would just watch it, and I really liked it. And I also watched a bunch of episodes when I learned I booked the role to kind of help me study for the character and just see what's happening. It was really cool to see Kirk and everyone 20 years before.
Yeah, I bet.
Would you like to be on the show if there was a reboot?
I would love to be on the show. When I was watching the show, I would just sit there and I would be so excited. I would want to be doing the temple run. Mm-hmm. I just, like, it was super fun and suspenseful, and you didn't know if they were going to make it out or if they were.
Which team would you like to be on, actually?
I would like to be on the, I don't know, maybe the Blue Barracudas. I think they're cool. I would not want to be on the Silver Snakes because I am afraid of the snakes.
Really?
And I am terrified.
Do the teams come into play as a factor in the film?
Oh yeah, the teams and everything. It's a huge part of the movie. We took lots of details from the game show, such as the green monkey, silver snakes, blue barracudas, etc., and we put them into the actual movie. So I wear a green monkey shirt. In lots of the booby traps, we actually have some of the animals in there. Like on the moat, we have the blue barracudas. Mikey is a green monkey that Jet is really close with in the movie.
We can talk to monkeys.
Yeah.
Talk to animals.
And we just incorporate lots of details from the game show into the movie. So viewers out there, you better look out for some of those details.
So you can talk to animals.
I can't. Well, Dudley can. I like to think I can. He can talk to monkeys, mice, and a little bit. He can speak millipede and a little mouse.
He can speak millipede.
But he does not like snakes. He doesn't like snakes.
Seems like nobody likes snakes.
Yeah.
No, nobody likes snakes.
On set, when they brought a snake in for
Isabella
some behind the scenes, I was so afraid that I just cowered away, and they were like, "Do you want to hold it?" I was like, "No, let Isabella hold it." And I made her hold it, and I was just sitting there.
I touched snakes. I don't like snakes. I touched it.
What, so was
Isabella the only one that would hold the snake?
She was the only one that
would
hold
the snake. Yeah, she was the only one brave enough.
I do not. The snake was this thick in the center.
Yeah.
It was like a baby tree.
What do you guys think of Kirk Fogg and Olmec?
Oh,
so
my God.
First of all, they're really great people on and off the scene, off the screen. I learned so much from them. Kirk and Dee. First of all, Dee has an impeccable voice. You should see his crying baby sounds.
He can do a cricket too.
And Kirk, he just brought a lot of life from the game show back into the movie. And it's kind of like watching him relive his past in a way, because it brings back so much memories for him. And I just think it's cool to see that in the making.
Yeah.
So that they actually recreate the temple itself, like the Civil Monkey and the Haunted Forest.
They did. Yeah. They recreated everything. And behind the scenes for you, all the rock is styrofoam. Everything.
How much of the animals or the set and all that was computerized? How much of it was actually there for
they
you?
They had to computerize the colors on the animals.
Right.
Because you can't dye an animal a color.
But so the animals are actually the colors.
Yeah,
so
the animals
are regular, just like their own colors. They had to CGI in like green for the green monkeys and red for the red jaguars.
Yeah.
But that's mostly what they had to CGI. They also had to CGI the blue barracudas.
Yeah.
Because we weren't going to buy barracudas.
Yeah, we didn't want to get eaten by them.
Yeah, because we fell in the water, and there were guys in the water.
So
we really didn't
want
to try to meet a million teeth.
And
yeah.
The set, we have the Steps of Knowledge, we have Olmec,
and we have the Shrine
of the Silver Monkey, which was actually the hardest thing to put together. Like, in the script, we weren't supposed to know how to do it, and we were supposed to try and put it together, but we could not put it together. There are about 100 bloopers of us just, like, falling, and I don't know how you guys did on the game
reason,
show.
It sounds like you might not win the game show.
For some reason. Who knows?
For
we'll
some
see.
Reason,
have to
they gave Dudley, the youngest of the three, the 25-pound base.
So, and it weighs like half a pound. So I'm like flipping it. But I have to like make it look like it's so heavy. And then when we finally get it down, like one of us would like drop the head or something, and we go to pick it up and we kick it. Or then we drop the stomach of it and it'd fall and we'd kick it. We like had so many bloopers of trying to put it together.
Yeah.
Because it was just so hard to do. It was so weird.
How'd you guys get the part of the on the movie?
So, I auditioned for the role of Noah in New York, and I was called back the next day. And that night after the callback, I was flown out to L.A., where I actually had a chemistry read, where you read with other kids who are auditioning for the role. So I read with Jet, actually.
That's where we met.
That's where we met. Mm. And within a matter of 3 days, I learned that I booked the role. And it was a whirlwind, but it was a great whirlwind.
I actually came in, I live in California half a year. So I was actually in California for the first auditions and stuff. So then I went in for a chemistry read while he was still in New York auditioning. And I actually met Isabella there for the first chemistry read and read with other boys. And then Colin came, and as soon as I read with him, I said, we get these parts, this is going to be great chemistry.
Yeah,
hit it off right away. And unfortunately, Isabella wasn't there to meet him for the chemistry read, for the second chemistry read. She had already gone and filmed something else. So that's kind of how we met and got the roles.
Both of you guys watch the show, right? When you watch it, like, how do you guys like react to how the kids are like flipping or like not doing it properly, or if the impression's wrong?
Some lots of ways I feel like I really relate to all of them. Because on the set, for example, the monkey, we couldn't put that together. We always slip on the booby traps and everything. So I could relate to them, but also I was just, you know, rooting them on when I was watching it. I just, come on, you can do it. Just turn this way or turn that way. And I was on the edge of my seat for lots of it.
Do you ever find yourself, like, when you're watching a movie, or, for instance, Legends of the Hidden Temple, the game show, where when something intense is happening, your chest feels like it's just, like, about to explode because you're so into it?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Usually people, like, try to exaggerate it. I'm not kidding. That literally happened to me through the temple run, through the moat. I want to do the moat part where you swing across on the rope.
Oh, that was
on one of the episodes where they swing across on the rope and climb up and jump off. That is what I want to do.
And other good crazy things are, I have lots of friends who grew up watching the game show, and they would always tell me about it. And when I booked the role, one of them, we were watching the episodes together, and we were both just sitting there. We didn't know what was going to happen. And when I booked the role of Legends of Noah on Legends of the Hidden Temple, the movie, all of them freak out saying, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, I can't wait, I grew up watching this. It's just, I feel like it's kind of a legacy, and we're kind of bringing back what previously once was.
That's exactly what I felt, because when I went to the auditions, just like the 4 pages of size, as soon as I read it, because I always read the crossed out stuff on the sides too, I was like, I want this role. This role is awesome. I want this role. So I told my friends that, yeah, I got this audition for this game show, Legends of the Hidden Temple, and same thing, they flipped out. They said, oh my gosh, I loved that show. That show's awesome. I was like, well, I have to study for this. So I watched a few of the episodes. Wow, that show's intense. And wow, that show, I can see why it was a hit.
That's cool, man. A lot of things from the like 90s and whatnot are starting to become popular again. And obviously, comic book movies are one of the biggest things.
Yeah.
Are you guys like Marvel Studios, DC movie fans?
Are you kidding me?
Who's your favorite?
Captain America, Iron Man, and Ant-Man.
Hmm.
A friend of mine has a keychain that's a Captain America shield. Is it like that big around? Just a keychain? I think now that Ant-Man's been as part of the Avengers, that they should have that for another Avengers. Captain America should have a little shield that can turn into his regular shield. How awesome would that
be? That's pretty smart. What about you?
I really like all the superheroes, but mine is actually a supervillain. I really like the Joker from the DC Comics. I just think he's kind of crazy. Well, he is crazy.
Yeah,
he's a lunatic.
He is crazy.
But it was just really, he's just really kind of crazy, and it makes you, I don't know, it just made me kind of...
I understand. Yeah. Kind of, as much as people don't like villains, a lot of people do, a lot of people don't. When people don't like villains, they still find them interesting. For instance, like maybe Star Wars. Like the original Star Wars, I love like Anakin and Luke. Mm-hmm. But then the dark side, I'm on the light side, but the dark side is so interesting. Know what I mean?
So if you guys could play any one superhero, who would it be?
Young Captain America.
I think you got a Steve Rogers look going on, man.
Yeah,
for sure.
You got the Tony Stark.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not as smart as him, so.
You got the Tony Stark look going on with that hair that doesn't even move when you touch it.
Maybe even Kirk Fogg. I mean, he's a hero from the 90s, too. He was a huge icon for Nickelodeon and all parts of the 90s, all kids from the 90s. Kirk Fogg, oh, I know who that is. He's my favorite from the episodes. So if I was a superhero, I'd probably want to be him. He's a really cool guy and from experience.
Yeah, that's awesome, guys.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Well, thanks, guys.
Good luck
to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
No problem.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck.
Thank you.